Good morning and welcome to the June 29th, 2021 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing on the agenda is approval agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will yes. Motion carries. The minutes of June 15th and June 22nd. Any corrections, questions, additions? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have two letters. The first is from the Home of the Ray Foundation, Inc., and the other is from the Georgetown Public Library, the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library, both thanking council for their donations.
Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Now is the time for public comment. Anyone can speak to council for 3 minutes about something we have some interest in or control of. Anybody in the chamber wants to speak? Bill, come right on down. Good morning. Just morning. Give us your name and address. And
yes, sir.
The green light's going to come on at the
okay. Good morning. My name is William Kinnick. I live in Seaford, Delaware. I am the state advocate for manufactured housing, and I'm here to discuss raw sewage in Sussex County on the ground. Currently, we have 13 communities in Sussex County that have raw sewage. We have 5 major ones that I'm majorly concerned about. One is Briarwood Manor, Scottsdale, Homestead, Sand Hill Acres, and Donovan Smith. Even though DENREC is involved in these programs and in working these, we still have major issues, and they're not moving fast enough. And the second issue that we have is that Sussex County keeps authorizing permits to put homes in these communities when you have sewer issues, and all that does is add to the problem that we have. So we'd like to see maybe some policy changes and coordination with DENREC with this issue. And lastly, I am working with the minority whip Danny Short and Timothy Dukes on this issue, and I'd like to see some of you participate as well, because it really works on the drinking water issues that we're having, and I can see it's going to be really bad. We've already had Blades, we've already had the Millsboro thing, but I really would like to see some participation at the county level. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Bill.
Can I ask a quick question?
Mr. Schaefer.
Bill, the 5 most problematic communities you mentioned, are any of those owned by the same
owner? He owns 4 of the 5.
The guy
yes.
that owns Donovan owns 4 of the 5 most
yes, sir.
Problem.
Yes, he owns Scottsdale, Briarwood Manor, and Mobile Gardens, and Hollyview,
so
and Homestead.
So it might be safe to say this guy's a problem.
Yes, sir. He's a major problem. Yes, sir.
Anything else?
No.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Above the chamber. And I know just to kind of sidebar now, I know I've had conversation with Todd about taking a look at where we have issues that we can find out about them in these mobile parks, so kind of having a way of not giving them placement permits until something's fixed or whatever. So I'm sure he's working on that now to figure that out. But, operator, would you check online, please?
If anyone has joined via the conference line and would like to make a public comment, please dial 5-star.
Thank you. We'll close public comment. Move on to the county administrator.
Thank you, Mr. President. County administrator's report for June 29th, 2021. Item number one, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, Outer Banks North construction record received substantial completion effective June 14th. Item two, county offices will be closed Monday, July 5th for the Independence Day holiday. In addition, council will not meet on July 6th. The next regularly scheduled council meeting will be held on Tuesday, July 13th. And item three, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Joyce Watkinson on Thursday, June 24th. Mrs. Watkinson began her career with Sussex County in May 1984 and retired from the Planning and Zoning Department in January 2011. We would like to extend our condolences to the Watkinson family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Poff, Excite Sussex Loan Program for Miller Meadow Project. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of the council. So this morning I want to share with you a project that I've been working on for 4 years, and it's the Miller Meadow project over in Seaford. And in Bridgeville. But before I actually bring that project to your attention, what I would like to do is really frame up what our Excite Sussex Loan Program, how it was created and the framework for the program. So back about 4 years ago, we took an existing loan program that the county had and we created the Excite Sussex Loan Program that we did in partnership with Discover Bank. And the framework we came up with was that we would focus on existing businesses that have been around for at least 2 years. They would have 10 to 500 full-time employees, which is subject to the SBA size standards for the industry, SBA requirements. Loans could range from 250 to a million. And under that program, what we would do is we would finance three areas in the 250 to a million. One would be bricks and mortar. If someone was buying a property or they were building a property, we would fund up to $1 million. If an individual wanted to buy equipment, we would fund the equipment. And the other piece is if someone was leasing a property, we would fund the repairs for that lease. We offered below market interest rate, and the terms of the loan would be 25 years. Now, we also established that there must be a public benefit to the loan program. So creation and retention of permanent full-time jobs was a public benefit. And the other one, it had to be located in our Sussex County Economic Development Zone. Now, just so you know, that those zones actually came about first. We looked at the county and we just said, where do we need to be pushing economic development? And we came up with these three zones. And as you can see, the western side of the county, we called the Nanticoke Zone. We tried to name it waterways. We had the Broadkill Zone, which was Georgetown, Milton, Harbison, as far as Millsboro. And then Millsboro South was the Indian River Zone. So to get to the the Miller Meadow project over in Bridgeville. It's a $6 million project, might even go over $6 million. The loan request to us was for $5 million. As you remember, our maximum was $1 million. So what I was able to do was package it out. I went to another loan program, the Grow Delaware Fund. I got $2.5 million from the Grow Delaware Fund, and I am proposing today that we fund $2.5 million, which is beyond the scope that we originally established. Now, again, public benefit, we talked about that. So current number of jobs, Miller Meadow currently employs 111 people. There's a Greensboro, Maryland operation that he plans to bring to Bridgeville. and that there's 20 employees there. And he also is planning to hire 10 to 20 new jobs. I went on the low end, 10 jobs, that's 141 employees in Bridgeville. It's a great, great public benefit. And so, again, looking at the Excite loan program, you know, we're looking at $2.5 million. Our contribution, the money that the county's put into the loan fund, would be $625,000 of that 2.5. That's 25% of the 2.5 million. And then the difference is $1,875,000, which is the money that we were granted by Discover Bank. Now, again, as I said, we've been working on this project for 4 years. Mike, you were at the table when we first met with Marty Miller. This is a four-year project. Back in June of 2020, I wrote a letter supporting the project for the Transportation Infrastructure Investment Fund that Marty had applied for to get grant money to put in the entrance for that. And he was one of the first recipients, and he got $313,000 for the upgrade of that entrance to that new location. I did include the rendition of what the new building would look like. It's directly behind where he's located now at OA Newton's. And what I'm proposing today is that since this goes beyond the original scope of the loan program, I'm asking council to approve the $2.5 million out of the loan fund. And I have a resolution if you...
Won't you read that and we'll see what...
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the loan package under the Excite Sussex Loan Fund for Miller Meadow, Bridgeville, Delaware, not to exceed $2.5 million.
Pleasure, council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion?
We'd like to hear from Director Pineda. We're comfortable with this?
Yes, absolutely. I just asked that he brought it because normally ours are $1 million is what was presented to council. Okay. Figured this is a great story, the jobs. I think it's wonderful.
What bucket is the money come out of?
So it comes out of the Excite Sussex where we're paying 25% of that loan, that the money we put aside, and we put in the National Development Council fund. So we're good.
That money's already sitting there.
It's sitting there.
Mm-hmm. We already have it.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
It's a great story.
I mean, it is a great story.
Good job.
Thank you.
I would say Bill has been working very hard on this for a long time. It's getting over a few hurdles.
It's not done yet, to be honest with you, but this is what we're looking for today.
Sure.
Thank you.
We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
I want to thank you for your efforts, and I vote yes.
Mrs.
Thank
Green.
You.
Yeah, I too want to thank you for following through with that and making it happen. I vote yes.
Good work, Bill. I vote yes.
Right.
Yeah, I vote yes.
I also vote yes, sir. Thank you very
Thank
much.
You. Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
You too.
Can you do it in 15 minutes? Come on down.
15?
Comprehensive Land Use Plan Annual Report, which is something we have to file every year with the state.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. I it could be under 15 minutes. This is in council members' packets. You'll see that there's a report into the Governor's Advisory Council on planning for the 2020 to 2021 comp plan period. And basically what this is we are required to report back to the state each year the county's progress on the implementation of the comprehensive plan, which was approved by council in late 2018 and certified by the Governor in March of 2019. So we're in the early part of the plan implementation period. The plans are generally tend to be updated every 10 years. So this outlines what new initiatives and updates there are for the review period, which is July 1st, 2020 through June 30th of 2021. So this includes a reflection on land use and the number of change of zone applications and conditional uses and the number of subdivision applications. We've included a new metric this year, which includes the total number of lots which are proposed compared to the previous year. So this is new subdivision applications that have been received. Some of these may not have been heard yet, yet, but this is what came into the department and is currently pending and is being processed. We also outlined, and I don't plan to read the entire report, it's quite voluminous, but there's some very nice headlines in here in terms of initiatives where we've moved forward and made progress, the most significant of which is the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, which is the TID, which was approved by council last year and is now being implemented. We've also mentioned the FAST program, which is the Funding Accelerating Safety and Transportation program, which council approved. And there's also some statistical information split by subject, like wastewater, housing, which outlines our progress on the Sussex County rental program. And unless council had any questions on the content, I didn't propose to read the whole thing, and I have a motion.
Why don't you read your motion?
Sure. Be moved that Sussex County Council approves the report to the Governor's Advisory Council on planning for the 2020 to 2021 period.
So is your council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Good job. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, Zena, we got a few minutes. You want to do old business? About 12 minutes, we got a public hearing scheduled, so we'll move to old business, change the zone number 1926.
Thank you. Mr. President, Council may remember this from the public hearing that was held on June 15th of this year. This is a change of zone number 1926 filed on behalf of CP Townhomes LLC, which is for the Canal Point residential planned community. And Council may remember from the public hearing that this was an application to specifically amend the conditions of approval for the residential planned community. So.
Okay.
Mr. President,
any questions?
I have a motion.
Okay. Any questions, Council? Okay. Well, Mr. Moore, you're on the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend conditions of approval of CZ 1538, that's ordinance number 1700, in relation to piers, docks, boat ramps, and other water-related recreational facilities for certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 180.60 acres, more or less, for the reasons given by planning and zoning.
Does anybody have any amendments or anything?
I do.
Mr. Hudson?
I move to amend the condition, amend condition number 15 of change of zone 1926 and ordinance 1700 by deleting it in its entirety and inserting the following amended condition number 15 as follows. Subject to the receipt of all applicable permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, DENREC, and any other agencies having jurisdiction, the RPC's grant at Canal Point Maintenance Corp. shall be permitted to have only one dock for the use of its residents, subject to the following requirements. This dock shall only be utilized for kayaks, canoes, and paddleboards, or similar non-motorized vessels. No motorized boats of any kind or other similar types of marine equipment shall be stored, launched, docked, or otherwise permitted along the dock or landward of it within the park property. No storage of kayaks, paddleboards, boats, or any other marine material or marine equipment shall be permitted along the dock or landward of it within the property. No storage facilities or other structures or improvements shall be located along the dock or landward of it within the park property. No bathrooms, running water, electricity, lighting, or parking shall be located along the dock or landward of it within the park property. The permitted dock shall be configured for kayak and canoe launch with one slip shall be extended no farther into the canal than 18 feet from the mean high water mark, and which shall be no larger than the following combined specifications. A ramp measuring 6 feet in width by 8 feet in length, which runs to and connects to a fixed pier. A fixed pier measuring 6 feet in width by 16 feet in length, which is connected to the ramp and runs to a floating kayak slip dock to be located in the canal. And a floating kayak slip dock connected such that it is perpendicular to the fixed pier in the shape of a square bracket measuring 8 feet in length into the canal with two parallel sides perpendicular to the fixed pier, each measuring 12 feet in length. The permitted dock shall be secured via gate fencing with a fob pass to prevent members of the public from accessing it. No other piers, docks, boat ramps, or otherwise water-related facilities shall be permitted. There shall be an amendment to the Canal Point Master Plan and a subsequent final site plan showing the dock and its points of access from the RPC. And that's my motion, or my amendment.
Mr. President, prior to a motion or a second, Mr. Hudson, on C, 15C, did you mean that to be within the property or park property?
It's within the park property. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, we're good.
Yes.
We have a motion. Have a second. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on a motion?
Question.
Mrs. Green.
The gate. We did discuss that a little bit, having to have a key fob and a gate. That seemed a little difficult if you're running down there with your kayaks and you know that.
I think that was in one of the concessions Mr. Pardee talked about in his letter that he wrote in. I guess it was he was requesting us to deny it, but correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Moore, that but if we were to approve it, that was one of the things that they asked for from Hanlopen Acres. Am I correct on that? I believe I am.
One other thing you didn't mention, who's paying? We got an email, somebody, who's paying for this stock? Has money been discussed how this is
I think their HOA would have to
pay. HOA. Yeah.
So all the members will participate?
Yes.
I mean, they're the one asking for it. Yeah. Any more? You okay with that?
Yeah.
Any more questions? Take those. Mr. Shaver?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I agree. Yes. Now, Mr. Moore, read short title, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community to amend conditions of approval of CZ 1538, that's ordinance 1700, in relation to piers, docks, boat ramps, and other water-related recreational facilities for a certain parcel of land lying being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 180.60 acres, more or less, as recommended by planning zoning items 1-6, as amended by this council.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Schaefer. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes. Oh.
Four.
Yeah. I lost my train of
thought. I assume the reasons for planning and zoning with the amendments.
Yes, for the reasons given by planning and zoning along with our amendment.
Thank you, sir.
Lost my train
Mr. Schaefer.
I vote yes for the reasons given by planning and zoning and testimony we heard here with the amendments offered by Mr. Hudson.
Thank you. Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on recommendation from planning and zoning with the amendments made by Councilman Hudson today.
Thank you, ma'am.
I also vote yes based on recommendation of planning and zoning as amended by Councilman Hudson.
I also will vote yes based on planning and zoning recommendations and the amendment made today. I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We've got 4 minutes. What can we do for 4 minutes?
Tell jokes? I don't know.
No. Well, Ms. Jennings, I guess we can start. We'll start. You got 4 minutes on the
okay. See how far we get.
Grants.
All right. The first request is Town of Ellendale. They're requesting $15,412.82 for repair and replacement of damaged park playground equipment. Last grant awarded to this organization was $500 from Ms. Deaver in 2012. Ms. Green and Mr. Schaefer placed on the agenda.
Okay. Who wants to go first or whatever? Mr. Schaefer.
I will. And just to make sure I'm clear, what is the total amount left in the third district account?
Sure. It's $8,913.
I would like to offer that to the community of Greenwood to Ellendale to build their park.
Mrs. Green?
And I want to put $1,500 toward the Allendale Playground.
Okay. So I have a motion, Mr. Schaefer, second, Mrs. Green, to grant. I'm coming with $10,413. Does that sound right to you? Or so
no? You're putting all yours in and you're giving $1,000.
Right.
$1,500.
Give me $1,500.
And the total request is?
$15,412.82. So there's $4,999.82 left of their request.
I'll chip in $2,500.
Okay.
Is there any money available from the youth account?
We have more requests than we have money in the youth grant for this week. So I would assume at the end we will not.
So right now then we're at $12,913, right?
Got it. Yes.
Being $8,913 from Mr. Schaefer's account, $1,500 Mrs. Green's account, $100 Mr. Riley's account.
So how much did we say that was shy of the 50?
A couple thousand, $3,000. No, that's
$2,500.
Yeah. And we haven't voted on the fund from the youth that hasn't been voted on.
And we haven't got there yet.
Right. So couldn't we think this is the first vote?
You can make that motion.
I want to make a motion that we take the rest from the playground, the youth fund.
Disqualify.
Typically, we've always used the youth grant for has to be cover three countywide districts. So this being in
doesn't
a town
qualify.
Would not be what we normally use that money for.
Okay. Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I will get a motion carried.
Okay, next one.
One more, go ahead.
One more. Little League Baseball. Woodbridge Little League, they're requesting $6,000 for field upgrades. Last grant awarded this organization was $6,000, which was $6,000 for Mr. Jones' account in 2008. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Green. Second.
Second.
Mr. Riley, to grant $6,000 to the Little League Baseball Incorporated for Woodbridge Little League field upgrades from Mrs. Green's Council MAC account. Questions on the motion?
And I have, can I make it 5,000?
You certainly can.
5,000.
Okay. Correct that to 5,000. Any questions on the motion? We'll take it, Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. Oh, here we go. We're going back up now to 10:30 for our scheduled public hearings.
Okay. Thank you. This is the time and place for a public hearing on the 711 Bridgeville extension of the Western Sussex area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman's going to give a brief explanation to council. After that, the council will have an opportunity to ask any questions, and then subsequent to that, the public may opine as to or ask questions. If you're in the chambers and you would like to address the council on this matter, please come forward to the podium, give your name and address, and then direct your questions or your comments to council. If you're calling in, there will be an opportunity to do so. Please make sure that you have no background noise and that you turn off any other electronics. At this time, Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This is a for the 711 Bridgeville expansion, council granted permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion for the Western Sussex area on May 11th of 2021. The engineering department had received a request from Becker Morgan Group on behalf of their client PTV 1081 LLC, owners and developers of a project known as 711 Bridgeville for parcels 131-19-7.00 and 8.02. Project is proposed as a convenience store and service station. The project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection, and an existing infrastructure use agreement will be required. Engineering department posted notices on June 10th, put notices on the county website, and advertised the week of June 14th and 21st. To date, we have had no correspondence either in support or opposition to this annexation.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone in the chambers today that would like to comment on this matter? Any person here that would like to comment? Seeing none. Operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
There is anyone on the line who would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, I gave you a new name. At this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if council desires, close the public record.
Close public hearing. If you'll give the council close public record, if you would read your resolution.
This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 131-19.00-7.00 and 8.02 on the west side of Sussex Highway. The parcels are located in the Northwest Fork 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Raleigh. Questions on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Raleigh.
Yes.
I will yield. Motion carried. Next, sir. More. Next one. Sorry.
Oh, I'm seeing now. I'm sorry. My clip held the tops. The next public hearing is for the Peninsula Square extension of the Long Neck area, the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. Council granted permission for this annexation in the Long Neck area on May 11th, 2021. Engineering Department received a request from Duffield Associates LLC on behalf of their client Four Diamonds Development and Consulting LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Peninsula Square on parcel 234-23.00-115.00. The project is proposed hotel, gas station, retail, and office space. Project will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection, and an existing infrastructure use agreement will be required. The engineering department posted notices on June 8th, 2021, put the notice on the county website, and advertised the week of June 14th and 21st. To date, we have had no correspondence either in support or opposition to this annexation.
Any questions from council? If not, is there anyone in the chambers that would like to speak as to this matter? Is there anyone in the chambers that would like to come forward and address this issue? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line who would like to speak on this matter, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you, operator. Mr. President, we can now close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close the public hearing. So give the council close the public record. You can read your resolution, please.
I'm surprised that nobody asked about that strange boundary. It's just weird. It's probably the strangest parcel we have since I've been here. This is a resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcel 234-23-115.00 on the north side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24. The parcel is located in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder and Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? We'll take a vote. Mr. Schaefer.
I am going to go not voting on this application.
Okay, Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. Next one is the Cardinal Grove extension of the West Rehoboth area of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. Mr. Ashman?
Thank you. County Council also granted permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District West Rehoboth area on this parcel for May 25th of 2021. The Engineering Department received a request from Solutions IPM on behalf of their client, 18898 Beaver Dam Road, LLC, owners and developers of a project known as Cardinal Grove on parcel 234-2.00-1.10. Project is proposed at 98 units. The expansion would also include parcel 234-2.00-25.01 as requested by the parcel owner, Linda D. Beebe. Project will be responsible for system connection charge, in place at the time of connection, and an existing infrastructure use agreement will be required. Engineering Department posted notices on June 8th. Put the notice on the county website and advertise weeks of June 14th and 21st. To date, no correspondence in support or opposition to this annexation.
Thank you. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that's here today in chambers that would like to address this issue? Anyone here that would like to come forward and address this issue? Seeing none. Operator, can you see if there is anyone that's listening remotely that would like to opine? Thank you, operator. Mr. President, at this time we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Ashman for a resolution.
So, resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 234-2.00-1.10 and 25.01 on both sides of Beaver Dam Road. Parcels are located in the Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of the Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? And we'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Ms. Jenny, go back to you again.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next grant request is Nanticoke Indian Association. They're requesting $6,500 for their 43rd annual Nanticoke Indian Powwow and Cultural Awareness Program. Last grant awarded this organization was $2,500, which was $500 from each council district. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
I would, I'll have two other today, but that I want to give to, but my remaining money is $4,300. I would make a motion to donate $4,300 to the Nanticoke Indian Association.
And I'd be willing to make up the difference between that and $65.
It's $2,200.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley, to grant $6,500 to the Nanticoke Indian Association for their annual Nanticoke Indian Powwow and Cultural Awareness Program, being $4,300, Mr. Hudson's Council Magic account, and $2,200 Mr. Riley's council bank account. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Next.
Okay. Next one. Indian River School District for the Indian River Baseball Boosters is requesting $5,600 for batting cage renovations. Last grant received to this organization was $1,000, which was $500 from Mr. Cole and $500 from Mr. Phillips in 2012. Mr. Hudson placed on the agenda.
Hudson.
I would like to donate $1,000 in my council bank account to the Indian River School District for their Indian River High School baseball boosters.
Okay. And I would match that with $1,000 as well. Okay.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley, grant $2,000 to Indian River School District for Indian River baseball boosters for batting cage renovations, being $1,000 Mr. Hudson's council bank account and $1,000 Mr. Raleigh's council bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next one, Town of Laurel is requesting money for painting of library and replacing of deteriorating tile in Town Hall. There's no specific amount requested. Last grant awarded to this organization was $1,500 from Mr. Vincent for fireworks in May of 2021. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
So I make a motion to grant $4,000 by council bank account for the Town of Laurel for Town Hall renovations.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riles. Grant $4,000 from my council bank account to the Town of Laurel for Town Hall renovations. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Town of Bridgeville is requesting funds for the restoration of their entryway to the historical town hall. There is no specific amount requested. Last grant awarded to this organization was $3,000 from Mr. Vincent in June of 2020, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
I make a motion to grant $4,000 from my council bank account to Town of Bridgeville for town hall restoration.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Next one is the Town of Greenwood is requesting $5,000 for upgrade to the outdated playground equipment and to add a safer rubber base. Last grant awarded this organization was $1,000 from Mr. Wilson in June of 2019. Ms. Green placed on the agenda.
Mrs. Green.
I make a motion to donate $5,000.
Motion, Mrs. Green.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $5,000 to Mrs. Green's council bank account to the Town of Greenwood for playground renovations. Questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one is Sussex Montessori School is requesting $18,400 for repairs and construction costs of the school serving Western Sussex County. There have been no previous grants to this organization, and Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
And this is part of this Montessori school that they're redoing a building to make it usable for the general public to use, have community meetings there and that kind of stuff. So it's not just for the school itself. It's for the public to be able to use that facility for a meeting space, that kind of thing. So if somebody make the motion to grant $4,000 to my council bank account.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson, to grant $4,000 to my council bank account to Sussex Montessori School Incorporated for repairs and construction costs. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay. Next one. Harry K. Foundation is requesting $3,600 for their Halt Child Hunger Initiative. Last grant awarded to this organization was $5,000 from the Countywide Youth Grant. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
Somebody make that motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley. Second, Mr. Hudson. To grant $3,600 to the Harry K. Foundation for the Halt Child Hunger Initiative. The Countywide Youth Grant. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay. Girl Scouts of Chesapeake Bay Council is requesting $1,500 for Girl Scouting for Latina girls in Sussex County. Last grant awarded this organization was $1,000, which was $500 from Ms. Deaver and $125 from each of the remaining districts. Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda, but since this is a youth organization that serves all of the county, this does qualify for a countywide youth grant.
They asked for $1,500, right?
That is correct.
Somebody make that motion.
I move.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Okay, I'll give the gavel to Mr. Riley. I'll second the motion.
Second. Mr. Vincent.
Question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next one is Make-A-Wish Foundation of Philadelphia, Delaware, and Susquehanna Valley. They are requesting $10,000 for wishes for children with critical illnesses in Sussex County. Last grant awarded this organization was $1,000 from the countywide youth grant Mr. Vincent placed on the agenda.
What's that in the youth grant?
$3,900.
Somebody make that motion.
Can you repeat the the request is what?
Yep. They are requesting $10,000 for wishes for children with critical illnesses in Sussex County.
And there's $3,000 in the account. $3,600.
$3,900 in there.
Okay, and so we want to offer the balance for this.
Which is $3,900.
Okay. I move, and I'd like to add $2,000 to that.
Okay. And I will do $1,000.
Okay. So motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson. The grant?
$6,900.
$900. Being $3,900 from the countywide youth grant, $2,000 from Mr. Riley's council bank account, $1,000 from Mr. Hudson's county bank account. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer?
Yes.
Mrs. Green?
Yes.
Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
I'll be in. Motion carried.
Easy for you to say.
Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Moore.
There are none, Mr. President.
Wow, great, thank you. Council member comments. Council member comments. Anybody? Council member comments. Okay, we'll move along to executive session for pending litigation, land acquisition, personnel, and job applicants qualifications. Entertained a motion?
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Hudson, second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I'm with you. Now downstairs for executive session.